It's 6:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Morneau with KRWG News. The FBI is offering a $20,000 reward for information about an attack on a U.S. consulate in western Mexico last week. From KJZZ's Mexico City Bureau, Jorge Valencia reports.
The American consulate in Guadalajara was attacked late Friday. Two hand grenades were thrown at the consulate just before 11 p.m., according to a statement from the U.S. Embassy. No injuries were reported, and the FBI is working with Mexican counterparts to find those responsible. Just 3 days after the attack, on Monday, six state policemen were killed. This was about 150 miles away in a rural part of the state of Jalisco. The state attorney general says in a statement that the officers were killed as they were transporting a prisoner. The state is the home base of the Jalisco New Generation drug cartel. In Mexico City, I'm Jorge Valencia.
The House has passed a bill from Democratic Texas Congressman Henry Cuellar intended to boost educational and economic ties between the U.S. and Mexico. Texas Public Radio's Brian Kirkpatrick has more.
Republican Texas Congressman Michael McCaul also sponsored the bill called the United States-Mexico Economic Partnership Act. Among other things, it encourages academic institutions to increase exchange programs at all levels and to increase support for joint business initiatives. Cuellar says it also calls for vocational education and internships to prepare workers for the oil industry on both sides of the border.
We have the Eagle Ford. On the Mexican side, they have the Borges Shell area, which is an opportunity for American companies to also work over there.
The bill also requires the State Department to look into facilitating partnerships between universities and medical and nursing schools on both sides of the border. The bill still needs to pass the Senate. Brian Kirkpatrick, Texas Public Radio News.
A town hall meeting on Monday will focus on family caregiving. The event will be held at Centennial High School in Las Cruces from 2 to 3 p.m. The rapidly aging population has made this a major issue for New Mexico and the entire nation. To learn more, Fred Martino spoke with Tommy Hernandez, the public policy director of the Alzheimer's Association of New Mexico.
This is a first for our chapter, and it's something that we are very, very excited and looking forward to. As the public policy director for the New Mexico chapter, it is my charge to engage with our policymakers, and State Representative Joanne Ferrari, who represents the Las Cruces area, she has been a steadfast supporter of ours in a lot of our community events. And with the legislative session coming up in January, we're very excited to work with her to invite the community into the discussion so we all can arrive at some ideas on what the state can do to better address this public health crisis that so many caregivers are faced with. So we're very excited to have the community join myself and State Representative Joanne Ferrari in this discussion.
Okay. How can the state, in your view, help improve caregiver resources?
Well, Fred, there are many answers to that question, but we know that many people are taking on the responsibility of being family caregivers, more so than they want to take their person who is afflicted by the disease to a nursing home. So we are seeing a rise in family caregivers. So I think that needs to be a priority of discussion for our state legislators. One thing that we are constantly hearing when we have discussions and we have conversations with folks throughout the state that are family caregivers is that they simply are unaware of courses like the ones we offer, such as the skills class or the boot camp or even the respite reimbursement. So what we hope to take away from this town hall with Representative Ferrari is asking the state to encourage the Department of Health to work more collaboratively with organizations like ours on promoting awareness and access to many of these programs that we offer. So we think that is a step in the right direction.
Okay.
For now.
Is there anything else that the Alzheimer's Association is advocating for specifically for the legislative session that begins in January?
Absolutely. This is, again, something else that we are very much looking forward to ahead of the legislative session. Over the last several months, I've been engaging in conversation, again, throughout the state with our constituents, meaning family caregivers. And one thing that I noticed that seems to be a conversation, it's something that they want to be addressing each time, is what more can we do to make our aging population a little safer when they go missing? So we've identified that the Silver Alert Bill is had a lot of areas of improvement. I know that in the Las Cruces community alone that there have been several instances of Silver Alerts being issued for folks that have some kind of cognitive decline gone missing. So we have made some amendments to the Silver Alert statute with State Senator Richard Martinez from Northern New Mexico that we're going to be introducing that legislation in the legislative session. So we're very excited to bring that policy change to make the communities and folks living with this disease safer.
Okay. Tommy Hernandez, he is the Public Policy Director for the Alzheimer's Association of New Mexico. Thanks so much.